Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Welcome to the hot new crowd of Solana. Welcome to the hot new crowd of Solana. Welcome to the hot new crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show with the three amigos. Hot new crowd and Solana on FM radio. Them boys be sliding, so we riding and we ready to go. 100,000 watts, full throttle, baby, ready to blow. We passing Boca on to Jupiter, we got your attention. You can tune in anywhere, but listen at your discretion. To the legend, Mr. Hotman, can't stop him, meet you the deuce. My brother got his own hot burger at Tucker Deuce. Now my rush more of these sports, spitting the truth. It's Channing Crowder, the greatest Dolphin to rock the 52. Solana one, best of Miami, the voice of FIU. We reppin' to Miami, the Heat and the Panthers too. We reppin' for the Marlins, the Dolphins, that's how we do. We reppin' for the Crips, so it's always about the U. Hey Jimmy, please get a bell on the phone and tell him that it's on. I finally got his name on the song. Can't do him wrong, cause it sounds so sweet. You speak the fast while I keep the crowd on their feet. Football season be the reason that I be bringing this heat. Georgia music representing 104.3. Hey, show,
welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. Feels like a Monday because Dolphins played yesterday, but it's a Tuesday, but we'll give you that Monday-style reaction. Crowder will join us momentarily. He is navigating traffic in New York City, but Solana is here. Jimmy is here. Josh Appel will be joining us today. Rhonda Gadsden will be joining us today. Dolphins get the win. The Jets are terrible. Let's not get it twisted. I can't imagine watching that game as a Jets fan last night. I literally cannot imagine watching that game if you were a Jets fan, because they are terrible and undisciplined. They look the way I imagine we felt week one.
Yes.
Like Jets fans, I think, felt in week four the way we felt in week one, which was, what are you doing out there? And shockingly enough, they were still in it, you know, at the end. You could still see a Tennessee Titans situation happening where they make up 14 points. They got eight of them, and things could have happened. But Dolphins end up with the victory. Tyreek is donezo. That is obviously bad news. That's going to hurt the Dolphins' offense and chances. He was having the game of his season. That was the game. That was the Tyreek we expected to see. Tua and Tyreek, that was what we expected to see all season, which is just Tua eating up defenses and finding an open Tyreek everywhere. And it's exactly what was happening. And now he's going to be gone for the season, maybe next season. It is still Miami FSU week. We're not going to lose track of that. Florida Panthers open 1 week from tonight. 1 week from tonight.
Crazy.
Am I allowed to say, you know, I mean,
don't you know, drag, you know don't, what I'm don't saying, drag right? me. I know what you're saying. Don't drag me down with you. I don't want to get in trouble.
Did we air a Panthers game last night?
We did on 560 WQAM. AM 560 AM.
What's happening here?
There is, I feel comfortable saying that there is a very, very high likelihood you will hear Panthers games on a station affiliated with WQAM.
Well, this one, but I don't understand what, like, I've seen the schedule and I know we're going to be out there Tuesday doing the show. So I'm a little confused as to what the delay is. Regardless, Panthers open 1 week from today. Sports Talk on WQAM is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. It was weird last night. I felt great, but I temper it all with how bad the Jets looked. And that first drive, man, I don't know who's calling the offense for the Jets. Is it Aaron Glenn?
No. I think he's more of a defensive coach, no?
I don't know. I literally don't know who's calling the offense. That first drive, the Jets shoved it down the Dolphins' throat. They were running forward 6, 7, 8, 9 yards at a clip. The Dolphins could not stop them. And then, of course, they fumble, you know, at the 1 yard line, and everything changes because really we all expected the Jets go up 7-0. I don't know how the game plays out differently if that happens. I know that Aaron Glenn or whoever was calling the offense went away from that, which was confounding to me. The Dolphins defense literally could not stop the Jets moving forward on that first drive. Literally couldn't stop them.
Well, you're
it
not
was
giving
maddening.
You're not giving Anthony Weaver any credit. What are you doing there? Come
not on the first drive. The first drive, I'll give Jack Jones credit.
I'm saying the reason the Jets had to adjust was because of the way Anthony Weaver adjusted. No, I mean, the Dolphins.
Why didn't he adjust during the drive?
I just think the Dolphins were doing a better job of getting to Justin Fields, applying the pressure that we've been asking of them for a long time. And it forced them to sit up in the pocket. And then they're down two scores. Like,
well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. If they're up 7-0 after that first drive and they don't fumble, I wonder how differently the game plays out.
Right.
Because it might play out differently because now they've got the lead.
Hawk, it was 10-0. Dolphins forced that fumble right around midfield. And then they don't capitalize. They don't go score. And it feels like the Dolphins should be up 30-0 in the first half. But the Jets get that 50-whatever-yard field goal or 60-yard field goal.
Which was insane. I'm in better shape than Nick Folk. Did you didn't see it? You didn't see him walking out there with tight jersey on.
I saw him.
And out of shape.
He's fat.
Banging down 50 plus yarders though. Like he's not Nick Foles.
A 58 yarder yesterday, and he is at least 58 pounds overweight. Like at
he's
the
almost
very
58
least.
Years old.
But it's 10-3. Jets are getting the ball back. And I'm like, oof, man. Like the Dolphins, outside of that first drive, have dominated this football game. And they're only up a touchdown. Yeah. Only up a touchdown.
So we got it. Darren Waller had the game of his life. I said to Tutties several times on this show, you weren't on for the hour we were on yesterday. Crowder laughed at me. Laughed at me when I suggested betting Darren Waller 2 touchdowns at plus 3,000. He looked like Jonnu Smith, by the way.
You should have put it in. And Tobin and I, Hawk, I have never been more wrong in my entire life about a guy making his debut ever in my entire life. I have never been more wrong, because Tobin was trying to convince me on Darren Waller anytime touchdown. He's like, hey, red zone target, why not? The Dolphins need somebody to throw to. And I just poo-pooed the entire thing. I'm like, this guy's not going to do anything. We didn't even know if he was available 5 days ago. He looked great.
I thought it was going to be an OBJ situation, because Appel had texted me and he's like, what do you, he's like, talk me out of betting Darren Waller over 10 and a half yards receiving. And I'm like, it's never going to happen. Even though I'd said two tutties on the air, I said, it's never going to happen. You watched OBJ and you watched Mike Gesicki. Remember, he was so quiet. The first season of Mike McDaniel, Mike Gesicki was super quiet in the preseason. You're like, oh, they'll unveil him. And I was like, it's never going to happen. Like, he's just not going to be part of the offense. That first touchdown grab was something special, man.
That was no joke. That's one of the best touchdown grabs of the season in the NFL. Yep. To get that second leg down. Hawk, they had a Darren Waller package. I don't know, like, how broad the package was, like, how many plays specifically, but he came out on the field. He lined up on the outside, like close to the hash marks, and then they put him in motion as Tua hiked the ball, and he ran 10 yards, just ran like a little in pattern, and Tua hit him right across the middle of the field on his first play on the field. They had a Waller package.
Correct, but I thought that was designed. I thought it was, first play, we're going to feed you the ball on the first play, and then I thought that would be it. And obviously, he's going to be a target, and he should be. By the way, based on that first touchdown catch, he should be a target. The hell with Ollie Gordon. Everything goes to Darren Waller.
Did you see Tua throw Ollie Gordon a pass, and he got lit the hell up in the middle of the field?
Breaking news that affects our show. Breaking news. Do we have any breaking news music, Jimmy? Do you know where it is? The Angels are moving on from Ron Washington.
What?
I say the Angels are moving on from Ron Washington. Obviously, we're all big Ron Washington fans.
Forget the Dolphins' Monday Night Football victory.
I mean, let that marinate for a second.
What was he doing with the Angels?
Who has said all season long, ride the Tua rushing overs? Cashed again last night.
I rode with four for four. Yes.
4 for 4.
It was at half. Hawk, it was at half yesterday. Half a yard.
4 for 4. Well, it was a half yard. I put it in at a half yard. He barely got a yard on that scramble, if you want to call it a scramble. But then he actually got 5 or 6 yards, and he got lit up. It was a dirty play by the Jets. That was a dirty play. He slid just like a quarterback is supposed to do. And if, like, to me, that was almost suspension worthy, because if a quarterback is like, that wasn't one of those fake slides that fakes out a defense, the defensive player gets caught in the middle. Like, he slid, textbook quarterback slide, and that Jets player went right for the helmet. Regardless, Dolphins got the dub. We're going to celebrate it. Enjoy it. That Jets team, if they can put together 2 wins this season, it's going to be a miracle, because they were straight up garbage. They had 6,000 yards in penalties. I don't know if you saw it. 124 penalties for 6,000 yards.
Crazy, man. Just like the most undisciplined football team I think I've ever seen in my entire life. Ever.
We thought our team was undisciplined in the first game. We ain't got nothing on Aaron Glenn's Jets. That's the most undisciplined team I've ever seen. It was crazy.
Thank God for the New York football Jets. Thank God. Because just when you think the Dolphins are a dumpster fire, just when you think they're the laughing stock of the NFL, a good old-fashioned Jets beatdown will give you life.
As somebody puts on the AOL Instant Messenger chat there on the video room, Hawk probably thinks the Dolphins are contenders now. Well, how could you say otherwise after that performance?
Bro, they might be 500 at the end of October. I'll ride with you.
Listen, they're road favorites next week. You know who road favorites are? Tough teams. Teams that are tough to beat. You're a favorite on the road when you're a tough football team. That's what the Dolphins are. All right, let's do headlines here. And Crowder will join us from New York when he makes it through traffic. And we will meander through a reactionary Tuesday. And then we'll kind of segue tomorrow into Canes FSU. And we'll have a big weekend of football with Canes in Tallahassee and the Dolphins in Carolina. Dolphins are one-point favorites over Solana's Bryce Young-led Carolina Panthers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
Bryce Young sucks.
You changed your tune.
I've been trying to ride the Bryce Young train. I've been trying to join the Bryce is Right Brigade, but man, does he suck. I've watched two Carolina Panthers games, Hawk.
And he's bad.
He's not a good quarterback.
Like, you just want your quarterback to instill some sort of confidence, and he doesn't.
Nothing.
You know what I mean? Just the way that he carries himself. I don't know. I do not like him. Part of it's because he's small, but Kyler Murray's small, and he walks around like a little Randy Moeller.
Yeah, but you know what? Like, Kyler Murray will go make a play. Bryce Young waits till his team is down three scores in the fourth quarter, and then he's like, oh, let me turn it on.
Right.
No, turn it on now. All right. Let me give you the Tyreek Hill update, the official Tyreek Hill update from Ian Rappaport.
Not good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
He has torn multiple ligaments in his dislocated knee, including his ACL. So that'll end his season. He had surgery today. He posted a video from the surgery bed giving a shout out to all the fans who have been supporting him. And then Ian Rappaport posted a few minutes ago, with surgery today, it's possible that Tyreek will undergo additional surgeries. There is no guarantee he'll be ready for 2026. And he adds, not that, you know, this really matters right now, but none of his 2026 salary is guaranteed now. But $11 million of 29.9 becomes fully guaranteed if he's on the roster in March, plus a $5 million roster bonus.
Yeah, Dolphins are going to have some decisions to make when it comes to Tyreek. It's very possible he's played his last game in a Dolphins uni. But man, those unis look good.
Did you like the aura from the Finns yesterday?
I did. I think it works in a night game, and I think it works once a season. I was talking to Lori as I'm watching the game, and I'm like, I don't think I could watch this, you know, every week. But for one primetime game, I thought it looked pretty badass.
It's black, though. It's not blue.
It is not blue. Because the first thing Lori said to me was, she goes, oh, they're wearing black unis. And I'm like, well, no, they say it's blue. But, you know, figure it out on your own.
Now that it's coming past, we can put it to bed. The end zones might have been a little blue. Those uniforms were black. I don't care what anybody says.
Did you like them? I liked them.
Yeah, I think it looks cool. I like that type of stuff. Give me the... give me like the alternates every year, whatever funky. I know everybody
used to do those Thursday colorways that looked like highlighters.
The creamsicles. Everybody hated the creamsicles. I happen to love the creamsicles. I think the Dolphins' best alternate look ever is Monday Night Football against the Patriots. I think in 2004, 2002, in like their traditional orange jersey. Like, I think that looks fire.
Yeah.
So I love this stuff. I thought it looked awesome. I thought the end zones looked awesome as well.
I thought it was, even I have to tell you, not that this matters at all, when they do like the exterior shots of Hard Rock Stadium.
Looks badass.
It's badass, man. Those spires, they're badass.
Super.
Who needs
a
winning
is.
Football? Who needs playoff wins when you've got four light up spires surrounding your field?
Yeah, I don't know what spires are, but the Hard Rock logo looks fuego.
You don't know what a spire is?
Nobody knows.
For real?
Nobody's ever used the word spire.
You have to be joking.
No, you have to be making up a word. Spire?
Are you illiterate? Are you illiterate?
What does that mean?
That's
fun. How do you spell spire?
S-P-I-R-E.
No. A slender, tapering blade or stalk. I don't think you use this word correctly, bro.
I'll bet you $100,000. I'll bet you $100,000 per spire.
A spire is a tall, slender, pointed structure on top of a roof or of a building or tower, especially in the summit of church steeples. You're just using it like for no reason. The Hard Rock logo. Like, why are you using?
What do you mean the logo? I'm talking about the four spires that are on the corners of each stadium. On each corner of the stadium. No. I don't think you've seen the stadium.
I've seen the stadium.
Do you know what I'm referring to when I say
the lightning rod? I got you. I got you. I'm with you now.
Well, what did you think I was referring to?
I gotcha. I'm with you now. One other note on the Dolphins win. They're not last in the division.
Listen, if they are ever behind the Jets this season in that division, everything has gone wrong.
Tonight, Inter Miami, they're going to host just some other local headlines. Inter Miami is going to host Chicago at Chase Stadium. There's still
no spires at that stadium.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
I'll double check.
Okay, please do.
They're going to host the game tonight. I think they're technically, I have to double check, Hawk, but I think technically, mathematically, still alive to finish top of MLS in points for the Supporter Shield. They won it last year, but still fighting for seeding in the Eastern Conference. That game is tonight. And the Panthers, I know you mentioned a week away from opening up their season, but they have a game tonight at the Tampa Bay Lightning, another preseason game.
All right.
They won yesterday overtime in preseason hockey. I mean, what do we do?
They do overtime?
Yeah. It went to overtime.
Get out of here. They went do overtime in preseason hockey?
Yeah. What are we doing here?
What are we doing? They shouldn't even play three periods to be quite
unless the overtime in preseason is just a fight. That
Fight for the game. I love that.
Fight.
Like Funky Buddha, eat the enemy.
Eat the enemy.
Fight for the game.
Are you interested at all in the MLB playoffs? Starts today. Starts now. It already started. Actually,
I know. I was watching.
1-1.
I was watching it.
Tigers Guardians tied at one apiece, going into the bottom of the fifth. Padres and Cubs. These are all the wild card games. AL and NL. Padres and Cubs starts at 3:08. Yankees Red Sox in a wild card best of three matchup. Today at 6:08 game.
Are these
one.
Wild card games? Are these one game series or three game series?
It's best of three, I believe. I mean, I know Appel's
coming
up.
It's best of three.
It is best of three. Okay.
Yeah.
My wife has asked me six times over the last 5 days, and I'm like, yeah, I don't know. But I don't have the wherewithal to look it up. And she's like, isn't this what you talk about, though? And I'm like, kind of. I'm focusing more on Spires.
Oh, because she's a Phillies fan,
find
right?
My niche. She's a Phillies fan, yeah. And my son's a Cubs fan.
I didn't know you were so architecturally literate, Hawk.
You were so architecturally challenged.
Bro, nobody uses spires in just like a day-to-day conversation.
No, because you very rarely are going to talk about spires. But last night happened to be a beautiful display of the Hard Rock Stadium spires.
Yeah,
but you want me to say something like they have four giant lightning rods? You think those are lightning rods and not decorative?
Yeah, the stadium looked dope, bro. Like that's it. That's all you had to say. Stadium looked cool.
Right, but many stadiums look cool and don't have spires.
Sure won't be the last time we hear about spires.
Well, I mean, show me another stadium that has four beautifully lit spires, and I'll stop talking about it.
All right. Your weather. Let's get out of the headlines. Your weather. I can't take it anymore with the spires.
All right.
I don't know if you guys talked about it. Just very quickly. Vandy and Bama got college game day. UM didn't because FSU stinks.
Yeah.
We're on the same page then. Your weather. Nice
also,
day.
Also, we can talk about this later. I was Crowder and I completely misquoted by Tobin talking about Bad Bunny. I heard him yesterday saying that we were like, nobody knows Bad Bunny. We did the exact opposite on this show. I said, I don't know any Bad Bunny songs.
Right. I was going to wait until Crowder was here to bring that up because.
Yeah, we were both talking about like, what a huge act that is. And he was saying how much his daughter loves. And then he was singing me Bad Bunny songs to try to get me to recognize one of them. And I did recognize one of them. It was the DBJ one.
Bad Bunny. Your weather, it's hot as hell right now. It's 90 degrees. Tonight, the lows are going to drop into the low 80s, mid 70s. That is your weather.
Somebody says they're definitely lightning rods. They are lightning rods, but they weren't made to be lightning rods. They're decorative spires, you dope. Josh Appel is going to join us in the next segment.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I would love to have a cup of coffee and a piece of pie with Mike McDaniel at Denny's.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Josh Appel does play-by-play nationally for the NFL on Sports USA. He'll be on the call for Texans-Ravens this Sunday from Baltimore. Will the Ravens continue their demise in front of Josh Appel's eyes? We'll find out on Sunday. I want to talk Dolphins, though. Joshua, appreciate you joining us. What do you make of the Dolphins' win last night? Did they turn some sort of corner? I was saying at the beginning of the show, the Jets were so bad and so undisciplined, and a bunch of people were texting in and chatting in the chat room like, hey, don't dismiss the Jets that much. Like, the Dolphins looked all right. So I'm wondering, when you watched the game last night, they come out with the dub. Were they, I don't know, turning a corner, or were they the beneficiaries of playing a really bad Jets team?
Well, first of all, it's great to be with you guys. And I happen to love a Spire, a very good Spire, a big Spire guy. And now, it's I'm honestly not rushing our favorite things.
Solana did not know that there are four spires surrounding Hard Rock Stadium. Did you?
Yeah, of course.
You know, if you go gambling, like Churchill Downs, you know, the online gambling, a lot of people use TVG or whatever, but there's Twin Spires. Twin Spires is a big horse racing gambling site.
There's a NASCAR team called Spire Motorsports also, although I think they're out of business. Regardless, I don't know what to make of last night. I mean, the Dolphins still gave up 400 yards. They were outgained by 100. And I know the Jets had a lot of self-inflicted wounds, or as Breece Hall said afterwards, teams shoot themselves in the foot, we shoot ourselves in the face. They had a million penalties. The Dolphins got away with a couple as well that may have changed some drives. I've seen this narrative going around about, you know, the fumbles with the Jets, but like, the Dolphins had to force the fumbles and recover them also. So credit to the Dolphins for forcing some turnovers yesterday. It never felt like the Dolphins were going to lose last night. Like, it seemed like they were in control for the most part. I did have some flashbacks to the Tennessee Monday night game in 2023.
Yeah.
With 3 or 4 minutes to go and the Dolphins up 14 and the Jets getting the 2-point conversion at the end. Tua was fine. It was nice to see that Darren Waller contributed right away. I liked that that they're planning to use him. I thought Jalen Phillips looked good. But again, like, Breece Hall, great game, over 100 yards from scrimmage. Justin Fields, I thought, was the better quarterback last night. It's really? A nice win for the Dolphins. Yeah, he was 20 of 27. He had over 300 total yards by himself by that incredible run on fourth and one. I thought Fields was the better player last night out of the two quarterbacks.
Wow.
I think the Dolphins were fortunate that they played the single most undisciplined team that maybe I've seen in the last 5 years in the NFL. Tyreek injury, like we talked about this on the show before. When the Dolphins play in prime time, it's never a normal game. There's always something
drastic, something drastic.
And this was Tyreek Hill's leg being twisted in the opposite direction. And as you said last segment, I agree with you, especially because the money isn't guaranteed next year. I feel like we've probably seen the last of Tyreek Hill with the Miami Dolphins. It's a nice win. The Dolphins can be 2-3 after next week, and we're having a whole different conversation. But I think the Dolphins were fortunate to play a team at home in the Jets that is just incredibly, incredibly undisciplined.
When you say Justin Fields was the better quarterback, I know Tua's stats weren't impressive, and there were a lot of opportunities for the Dolphins. I'd mentioned earlier in the show where they forced that third or the second fumble on Justin Fields, and it's around midfield. They're up 10-0. They have an opportunity to go score, and they just couldn't execute their offense the way that they wanted to continue moving the chains. But was there anything you saw from Tua yesterday that you didn't like specifically? Because, look, again, 177 yards, 17 completions. It wasn't like Tua won them the game yesterday. He was fine. But I wonder, like, were there any major takeaways regarding Tua's game yesterday?
He didn't turn the ball over, which is the first time this season that he's protected the ball. I thought he moved around very well. The last couple of weeks, he seemed to be a little more active in the pocket than he had previously, even going back to last year. He's just fine, but you're not paying for just fine. It was good enough to win last night, and it was good enough to put up 27 points. I am bald, Cat Lord TV. Sorry, I should, obviously, people, not everybody's watching the stream. There's a comment, not sure why, but I thought Appel was bald. Definitely sounds bald.
Most people are not watching the stream, but yeah, it's a cute little family who is.
Well, I should still acknowledge what people are saying. But yeah, I mean, again, this goes back to the larger conversation around Tua. He was fine yesterday, but you're paying him to be a lot better than fine. And there's still instances. I remember one specific play where he bought time, got out of the pocket, rolled to his right. Jalen Waddle was standing all alone by the sideline, and Tua skipped the ball. Like, it was a 12-yard throw, and he skipped it to him. It's like, I'm just, it needs to be better than just fine.
I'm surprised by that take. I really am. I'm not going to lie, because I thought Tua played the perfect game that he needed to play last night.
Yeah, he wasn't bad.
I mean, like you said, you never felt like they were going to lose the game. He did not turn the ball over once. He was hitting Tyreek all over the field. I mean, what about Darren Waller? Is Chris Greer and Frank Smith probably and Mike McDaniel, are they going to be proven right by saying, yeah, we're not going to pay Janu and we can plug and play any decent, you know, good size tight end and do what we did with Janu?
I think if you look at Janu's numbers in Pittsburgh right now, I think
they're terrible, right?
Yeah, he just hasn't done anything. They don't target him. They have a lot of guys to get the ball to. I think the Dolphins would probably use him a little bit differently than the Steelers are. But if Waller stays healthy and they target him, what, three times yesterday, mostly in the red zone? I know the first catch was right around midfield. But if they're going to use him like that and try and keep him healthy, protect him, I'm all for it, man. If you're getting in the end zone like he did last night, A+. It's just I don't want to make any sweeping judgments about the move when it's only been one game and he struggled this much to get on the field in the first place. I hope that it works out and I hope he stays healthy. And it was great that he contributed the way he did last night. I mean, over 1.5 catches, over 11.5 yards, hit halfway through the first quarter last night. I had to mention this when you asked the first question. The Dolphins ran the ball well again last night. The run game for this team has rebounded very well.
Von Achan, MVP of the team so far this season?
Easily.
Like, hands down, right?
Yeah, I don't think it's close. Ollie Gordon
makes magic. He makes magic. Ollie Gordon, they weren't given. I said the hell with Ollie Gordon because now you've got Darren Waller in the red zone. You know, Ollie Gordon can hit the bricks now.
You got
options. They They give you Devon Achane, and man, he makes magic when he has the ball in his hands. I'm just in love with that. Did he turn a corner? I saw someone write about that. It may have been Chris Perkins in the Sun Sentinel. Like did, or I think it was maybe USA Today, and it was reaction overreactions. And it was, did Devon Achane turn a corner last night? Is he like now an elite back?
Well, I don't know about you guys, but the quality of the field surface when anybody tried to turn a corner last night, I was holding my breath.
Yeah, because it was weird.
The guys were slipping all over the place. Happened to Ollie Gordon a few times. So I'm glad that Achane stayed in one piece. But yeah, I mean, look, he's been arguably, besides Tyreek Hill, like the most productive offensive player the Dolphins have had since he's been in the league and when he's on the field. He is such a weapon. McDaniel loves using him in so many different ways. We saw him in the slot a lot last year. He's playing less there this season because until last night they were a little healthier at receiver. But they still throw it to him a ton out of the backfield. Although last night was only targeted, what, twice? Which for him is wild. But he still ran for 99 yards and a touchdown, averaged 5 yards a carry. Yeah, I mean, he is a bona fide number one back in this league right now. I just wonder what the mileage will be like because of his frame. They might just be getting as much out of them right now as they can before inevitably, and this is not through fault of his own, it's just how they use him before his body eventually breaks down. I would imagine they're just trying to get as much out of him as possible right now before that happens.
So it just, Appel, correct me if I'm wrong, it sounds like, you know, you're not, obviously weren't very impressed with the win yesterday, and I get that because the Jets just looked awful. They looked catastrophically bad. But do you think there's any way for the Dolphins to use this? And it's tough because you lose your best player in Tyreek Hill, but as momentum moving into the season where you can kind of point back to this victory and say, hey, that was a turning point, or are they just good enough to beat really bad teams and they're going to look the way that they looked against Buffalo and against New England and Indy when they play good teams? In other words, like, is this going to turn into something, or did they just beat a really bad team yesterday and they're capable of doing that?
I think it's that. They beat a team that they're better than at home. They took care of business. But I think the big takeaway for me, after the first game, obviously we made a ton of noise about Mike McDaniel and how quickly this thing was going to go south. I think you have to give a lot of credit to him and to this staff for how this team has still played hard for him in that New England game, going up to Buffalo, last night getting the win. Like, they have not given up on Mike McDaniel. They have not given up on this season. And I think that says a lot about how the team feels about their head coach and the staff that he's put together. Whether that translates into like an actual run here, I don't know.
But forget about a run. They're in Carolina Sunday.
Yeah, they could be 2-3 through five games, which if you told me that before the season.
Well, do you think they beat Carolina? Do you think they build off last night, go to Carolina, get themselves a road win? They are road favorites. They're -1.
If the Dolphins are even just the team that we think is good enough to beat the bad teams, like, you go to Carolina and you beat Bryce Young. McMillan, their first round receiver, is a really good player. Chuba Hubbard is a really good running back. The Dolphins run defense has not been great. So I'm a little worried about those two, but the Panthers defense is not good. I know they shut out Atlanta a couple of weeks ago, but we saw what Drake May and the Patriots did to them on Sunday, 42 points. I did the Panthers-Cardinals game in week two, and yeah, Carolina made it close at the end, but they played themselves out of the game by the middle of the third quarter. They were down 27-3. Like, they're just not a good football team. And if the Dolphins don't go up to Carolina and win, I mean, that is...
Well,
really
are you discounting, though, the loss of Tyreek Hill, though? I mean, I'm singing Devon Achane's praises, but Tyreek Hill no longer being a threat out there completely changes their offense.
It does, but I would also say, like, he hasn't been the threat that he was in 2023. They don't target him down the field anymore, except for the ducks that Tua underthrows by 15 yards. Jaylen Waddle is supposedly a number one receiver. Malik Washington, we know that they love. I would imagine they'll get creative in trying to use him more and get Achane more, and maybe we see Achane more lining up at receiver again like we saw last year. Maybe Waller keeps giving them, not two touchdowns a game, but at least enough production where in the aggregate, maybe you can at least make up for it. Yeah, I mean, it's a big loss, no doubt about it, but like they should still have enough to go to Carolina and beat that team as road favorites. If we think that they are as talented as they are, and we think that even at their worst, they're like a 6-7-8 win team, like that's one of those games you win.
Somebody texts in, Westbrook Akine has been the invisible man out there. Not if you had him over one half reception last night.
It was you.
Yeah.
I think I counted him as a big red zone threat during training camp. And I think that might have been his like third catch of the year.
Just need one. Josh Appel, have a good call this weekend in Baltimore. And I'm guessing we'll see you next week for the Panthers opener on Tuesday.
I sure hope so. And by the way, I might have to play defense for the Ravens. Brandon Nomal and I both might have to suit up because the Ravens are we think the Dolphins have it bad injury-wise. The Ravens are legitimately missing 7 of their 11 starters on defense.
I would probably tab Brandon Nomal before I would you.
Why do you say that?
Just a hunch that I have. Thank you, Josh Appel. Thanks,
Appreciate
Josh.
You guys.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Crowder.
Hawk.
Crowder.
Hawk.
Unk.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.